bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got a clown on Broadway, and your troubles there.
Opening. Everybody who's anybody in New York is inside this theater tonight. Everybody but one man. This man. Me.
Curtain's going up.
Hey, Lloyd, where are you going?
Pick your dresses.
I just have to. One or two things.
One thing. Get out of this theater.
Mr. Fellows, is there anything wrong with your seat?
Yeah, it's facing the stage.
No, just go ahead.
It's going to be a disaster. I can't just sit there and watch. Seconds and we still haven't got a laugh. I'm not running away. I'm just not the kind of person who gets a kick out of watching an automobile crash, particularly when it's my automobile. It's going to be the worst catastrophe Broadway has ever seen. They're going to forget the line, the set will fall down. None of us will get out of New York alive. They've got big pictures of us in the lobby. I'll get on a plane. I should have got on a plane when we first opened in Des Moines. I should have got on a plane before we opened in Des Moines. I should have got on a plane at the dress rehearsal, as soon as that curtain went up at the beginning of Act One. As soon as that damn phone rang and Dottie came on with that first plate of sardines.
Hold on, hold your horses. Oh, Lord, love a duck. Shut up, I'm on my way.
It's no good you going on. I can't open sardines and answer the phone. I've only got one pair of sleeves.
Hello?
Yes, but there's no one here, love.
No, Mr. Brent's not here. He lives here, yes, but he don't live here now because he lives in Spain. Mr. Philip Brent, that's right, the one who writes the plays only now. He writes them in Spain. Now, she's in Spain, too. They're all in Spain. Am I in Spain? No, I'm not in Spain, dear. I look after the house for them, only I go home at 1 o'clock on Wednesdays, so that's where I am. No, because I've got a nice plate of sardines to put my feet up with. And they got colour here, and it's the royal, what's it called? You know, the horse race. Where's the paper there? Oh, and if it's about letting the house, then you'll have to ring the house agents, because they're the agents for the house. Squire, Ackham, and who's the other one? No, they're not in Spain. They're next to the phone in the study. Squire, Ackham, and... Hold on, I'll go and look. Always the same, isn't it? As soon as you take the weight off your feet, Dan, it all comes on your head. And I take the sardines. No, I leave the sardines. No, I take the sardines.
You leave the sardines and you hang up the phone.
Yes, right, I hang up the phone.
And you leave the sardines.
I leave the sardines.
You leave the sardines.
I hang up the phone and I leave the sardines.
Right.
We've changed that, have we, dear?
No, dear.
That's what I've always been doing?
I wouldn't say that, Dottie, my precious.
Well, how about the words, dear? Am I getting some of them right?
Some of them have a very familiar ring.
Well, it's like a slot machine up here.
I know that, Dottie.
I mean, I open my mouth, and I never know what's going to come out. Three oranges or two lemons and a banana.
Anyway, it's not midnight yet, and we don't open till tomorrow. So you're holding the receiver.
I'm holding the receiver.
Squire, Hackham, and hold on. I'm noising off.
Squire, Hackham, and hold on. Don't go away. You're hanging up the phone. Always the same, isn't it? Put your feet up for 2 minutes and immediately they won't come running off.
Hold it.
My housekeeper, yes, but this is her afternoon off.
Wow.
Hold it, Gary. Dottie!
So we've got the place entirely to ourselves.
Wow.
Hold it, Brooke. Dottie!
Come back?
Yes, and go out again with the newspaper.
The newspaper. Oh, the newspaper.
You hang up the phone, you leave the sardines, and you go out. With the newspaper.
Here you are, hon.
Sorry, hon.
Don't worry about it, hon. It's just the tech rehearsal.
It's the dress, Gary, hon. It's the dress rehearsal.
So when was the tech rehearsal?
So when's the dress? We open tomorrow.
Well, we're all thinking of it as the tech, aren't we, hon?
It's all those words, darling.
Don't worry about the
that
words,
accent,
Dottie, sweetheart.
It's coming out like oranges and
Listen,
lemons.
Dottie, your words are fine. Your words are better than the, you know what I mean. Isn't that right?
Sorry?
I mean, okay, so he's the, you know, fine. But, Dottie, dear, you've been playing this kind of part for, well, I mean, Jesus, Dottie, you know what I mean.
All right, so Gary and Brooke are off. Dottie is holding the receiver.
No, but here we are. We're all thinking, my God, we open tomorrow. We've only had 2 weeks to rehearse. We don't know where we are, but, my God, here we are.
That's right, sweetie. Isn't that right, Lloyd?
Beautifully put, Gary.
No, but, I mean, we've got to play Des Moines all the rest of this week, and then Pittsburgh, and then God knows where, and then God knows where else, and so on, for God knows how long, and we're all feeling pretty much, you know. I mean, aren't you?
Sorry?
Anyway, Gary, you're off, and Dottie's holding the phone.
Sorry, Lloyd, but sometimes you just have to come right out with it, you know?
I know.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Okay, Gary, so you're off.
Lloyd, let me just say one thing, since we've stopped. I've worked with a lot of directors, Lloyd. Some of them were geniuses, some of them were bastards, but I've never met one who was so totally and absolutely... I don't know.
Thank you, Gary. I'm very touched. Now, will you get off the fucking stage? And Brooke?
Yes?
Are you in?
In?
Are you there?
What?
You're out, okay. I'll call again. And on we go... So, there you are, holding the receiver.
So there I am, holding the receiver. I hang it up, I leave the sardines. Always the same story, isn't it?
And you take the newspaper.
I take the newspaper, I leave the sardines. Always the same story, isn't it? It's a weight off your mind, it's a load off your stomach, and off I go at last.
Leaving the receiver.
My housekeeper, yes.
And noise is off. Stay!
My housekeeper, yes, but this is her afternoon off.
Wow.
So we've got the place entirely to ourselves.
Wow.
I'll just check. Hello? Anyone at home? No, there's no one here. So, what do you think?
Great. And is it all yours?
Oh, just a little shack in the woods, really. Converted posset mill, 16th century.
That's the cost of bomb.
Well, one has to have somewhere to entertain one's business associates. Someone come in at 4 o'clock, in fact. Arab, oil, you know.
Oh, right, and I've got to get those files to our Basingstoke office by 4.
Yes, we'll only just manage to fit it in. I mean, we'll only just do it. I mean...
Right, then.
We won't bother to chill the champagne.
All these doors.
Oh, just a handful, really. Study, kitchen, and a self-contained service flat for the housekeeper.
That's terrific. And which one? The...
What?
Well, you know.
Oh, through here.
Fantastic. Only now I've lost the sardine.
Yeah! I'm sorry. I thought there was no one here.
I'm not here. I'm off. Only it's the Royal. You know, the horse race. Like where they wear those hats all covered in fruit. And who are you?
I'm from the agents.
From the agents?
Squire, Hackham and Dudley.
Which one are you then, Squire, Ackham, or Dudley?
I'm Trappleman.
Walking in here as if you owned the place. I thought you was a burglar.
No, I just dropped in to go into a few things. Well, to check some of the measurements. Do one or two odd jobs. Oh, and a client. I'm showing a prospective tenant over the house.
What's wrong with this door?
She's thinking of renting it. Her interest is definitely aroused.
the bedroom?
Bedroom? No, that's the downstairs bathroom in WC suite.
Oh!
And this is the housekeeper, Mrs. Crockett.
Clackett, dear. Clackett.
Oh, hi.
She's not really here.
Only it's de color.
It's the royal, you know.
It's black and white to town.
Don't worry about us.
I'll have the sound.
Hello!
We'll just inspect the house.
Only now I've lost the newspaper.
Sardines!
Sorry about this.
That's all right. We don't want the television, do we?
Sardines!
I forgot the sardines.
Lloyd, these damn sardines. We gotta do something about them. We can't go on like this.
Can't go on like what, Gary?
Okay, it's all right for you sitting there, but we've gotta work with these sardines, and we all feel the same, don't we?
Sorry?
The sardines?
What sardines?
I mean, we're up here working our asses off, and there are four plates of sardines coming on in Act One alone. Do you know what I mean?
Puppy! You want something instead of sardines, is that what you're saying? You want Puppy to mash up some banana?
We don't want four plates of mashed banana.
Puppy, we're changing the sardines.
We're not angry at you, Puppy.
No, Puppy, we think the sardines are lovely.
I'd be perfectly happy with the sardines if you were happy with them,
I'd be perfectly happy with them if you're happy with them, huh?
So, Gary, honey, what exactly are you saying?
What we're saying, Lloyd, is simply this. Here we are, busting our guts up here, and Christ!
I see. You got that, Puppy?
Well...
Right, and on we go from Dottie's exit. And Poppy?
Yes?
Don't let this happen again.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Lloyd, I just thought we ought to get that straight.
Of course, as long as Dottie's happy.
Absolutely happy, Lloyd, dear.
Would you do something for me then, Dottie, my precious?
Anything, Lloyd, sweetheart.
Take the sardines off with you.
I'm sorry about this.
That's all right.
Oh, we don't want the television, do we?
Only she's been in the family for generations.
Great. Come on, then. I've got to be in bathing stuff by four.
Perhaps we should just have a glass of champagne.
Well, we'll take it up with us.
Yes, well...
Oh, and don't let my files out.
No, only...
What?
Well...
Her?
She has been in the family for generations.
Sardine. It's not for me to say, of course, dear. Only I will just say this. Take the plunge. You'll really enjoy it here.
Oh, great.
Won't she, love?
Yes, well, yes.
And we'll enjoy having you. Won't we, love?
Oh, well.
Sardines. Can't put your feet up on an empty stomach, can you?
See, she thinks it's great. She's even making a sardine.
Well.
I think she's terrific.
Terrific.
So which way?
All right, before she comes back with the sardines.
Up here?
Yes, yes.
In here?
Yes, yes, yes.
Where's another bathroom?
No, no, no.
Always trying to get me in the bathroom.
I mean in here.
Ooh, black shade.
That's the linen closet. This one, this one.
Well, you're in a real state.
Come on, then.
Can't even get the door open.
Yes, but this is Mrs. Blackett's afternoon off.
Hold
We've got the place entirely to ourselves.
Look at it.
Hold it! And God said, hold it! And they held it, and God saw that it was terrible.
Sorry, folks, the door won't open.
Sorry, folks, this door won't close.
And God said, Poppy!
Sorry, folks, am I doing something wrong? You know how stupid I am about doors.
Freddie, darling, you're doing it perfectly.
As long as it wasn't me that broke it.
And there was Poppy. And God said, be fruitful and multiply, and fetched him to fix the doors.
God, I love tech rehearsals.
She loves tech rehearsals, isn't she just... I mean, Christ, she loves tech rehearsals. Dottie, where's Dottie?
Everyone's always so nice to everyone.
Isn't she just... I mean, she really is, isn't she? Belinda's being all you know.
Freddie, my darling, don't you like a nice all-night tech rehearsal?
Only thing I like about tech rehearsals is you get a chance to sit in the furniture.
Oh, Freddie, my darling, it's so good to see you cheering up and making jokes.
Oh, is that a joke?
This is such a nice company to work with. Such a happy company.
Wait till we get to Broadway in 6 months.
If.
Wait till we get to Cleveland in 3 months.
Lloyd, my darling, are you all right?
I'm starting to know what God felt like when he sat out there in the darkness creating the world.
And what did he feel like, Lloyd, my dear?
Very pleased he'd taken his Valium.
Well, he had 6 days, of course. We've only got 6 hours.
And God said, where the hell is Tim? And there the hell was Tim. And God said, let there be doors that open when they open and close when they close.
Do something?
Doors.
I was getting the bananas for the sardines.
Doors!
Doors.
I bet God had a stage manager who understood English, too.
Tim, honey, that door won't close.
And the bedroom won't, you know.
Oh, right.
Lloyd, he hasn't been to bed for 48 hours.
Don't worry, Tim. Only another 24 hours, and it'll be the end of the day.
Oh, look. He's come down to earth amongst us.
Listen, since we've stopped anyway, okay, it took 2 days to put the set up. so we shan't have time for dress rehearsal.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. Think of the first night as the dress rehearsal.
Oh, great.
If we can just get through the play once tonight for Doors and Sardines. That's what it's all about. Doors and sardines. Getting on, getting off, getting the sardines on, getting the sardines off. That's farce. That's the theatre. That's life.
Oh, God, Lloyd, you're so deep.
So just keep going. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, you're on. Bang, you said it. Bang, you're off. And everything will be perfectly... Oh, where's Selston?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Selston!
Selston! Poppy!
I thought he was out front with you.
I thought he was round the back with you. Is Mr. Mowbray in his dressing room?
Oh, I don't think he would. Not during a tech rehearsal, would he?
Would who?
Selston, we can't find him.
I'm sure he wouldn't. Not during a tech rehearsal.
Half a chance he would.
Would what? Now, come on, people. Be fair. We don't know.
Let's not jump to any conclusions.
Let's get the understudy ready. Tim?
Yes?
Hurry up with those doors. You're going on for Selston.
Oh, right. He should never have been let out of our sight. I said that. He should never be let out of our sight.
He's been as good as gold all through rehearsal.
Yes, because in the rehearsal hall, it was all, I don't know, but there we were. Do you know what I mean?
You mean you could see everyone?
And here it's all, you know.
Yes, split in two. There's a front and a back, and instantly, we've lost him.
He's not in his dressing room.
Did you look in the bathroom?
Yes.
In the prop room, in the paint shop, and the scenery dock.
Yes.
You've worked with them before, of course.
Call the police.
Oh, God. Oh, please.
Door's finished. Get the gear
we're
on.
Never gonna open.
I'm sorry, Dottie, my precious.
No, it's my fault, Lloyd, my love.
I cast him.
No, one last chance, I said. Let's give him one last chance. But what could I do? We did summer start together when I was just a kid.
It's my fault, sweetheart. I should never have left you. This tour isn't just, you know what I mean, for her. This is her life savings.
We know that, Gary, my love.
I am not out to make my fortune.
Of course you're not, Dottie.
We know that.
I just wanted to put a little something away.
Oh, we know, hon.
Just something to buy a little house that she could... I mean, Jesus, that's not so much to ask.
Oh, now, come on, sweetie. You're not going to blame yourself.
Sorry?
You're not going to cry. I am not going to let you cry.
No, I've got something behind my lens.
Yes, it's not Brooke's fault. You couldn't expect her to keep an eye on anything.
I mean, he was standing right there in the orchestra before we started. I saw him.
Who are we talking about now?
It's all right, sweetie. We know you can't see anything.
You mean Selston? Oh, I'm not blind. I can see Selston. Selston!
Oh, my God, he's been here all the time.
Standing there like Hamlet's father.
My God, Selston, you really surprised us. We thought you were... Oh, not there.
Selston, where have you been?
Are you all right, Selston?
Speak to us.
Is it a party?
Is it a party?
Is it? How killing. I got it into my head there was going to be a rehearsal. I was having a little postprandial snooze at the side of the stall, so to be ready for the rehearsal.
Oh, isn't he lovely?
Much lovelier now that we can see him.
So what are we celebrating?
What are we celebrating, Selston?
Tim, you look strained and anxious. You're not trying to do too much, are you?
I can't find the gear. I've looked all through his wardrobe. Oh.
Beer? In the wardrobe?
No, Selston. Tim, you need a break. Why don't you sit down quietly upstairs and do the company payroll?
I'll just do the bananas first.
He has been on his feet for 48 hours, Lloyd.
And don't fall down, Tim. We may not be insured.
So what's next on the bill?
Well, Selston, I thought we might try a spot of rehearsal.
Oh, I won't, thank you.
You won't?
No, you all go ahead. I'll just sit and watch. This is the beer in the wardrobe, is it?
No, my dear. He wants us to rehearse.
Yes, but I think we've got to rehearse, haven't we?
Rehearse, yes, Selston. Well done. I knew you'd think of something. Right, from Belinda and Freddie's entrance. Oh, my God, what's happened now?
The police.
The police?
They found an old man lying unconscious in the doorway just across the street.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And they say he's very dirty and pretty smelly.
Yes, thank
and
you.
I thought, oh, my God, because when you get close to Selston...
Poppy.
No, I mean if you stand anywhere near Selston, you can't help noticing this very distinctive...
I'll tell you something, Poppy. Once you get it in your nostrils, you never forget it. 60 years now, and the smell of the theater still haunts me.
Bless him.
Tell me, Poppy, love, how did you get a job like this that requires tact and understanding? You're not somebody's girlfriend, are you?
Don't worry, Poppy, honey. He truly did not hear.
Not here?
Yes, there.
Sit down, darling.
Go back to sleep.
You're not on for another 20 pages yet.
I think I might go back to sleep. You see, I'm not on for another 20 pages yet.
And on we go. Dottie in the kitchen, wildly roasting sardines. Gary and Brooke tremulously ascending the stairs. Freddie and Belinda waiting impatiently outside the front door. Time sliding irrevocably into the past.
Aren't they sweet?
What?
Gary and Dottie.
Gary and Dottie?
Shh.
You mean they're...
Oh,
but she's old enough to be...
Shh.
Gary and Dotty, Travelman and Mrs. Plackett?
Didn't you know?
I'm just God, Belinda, love. I'm just the one with the English degree. I don't know anything.
What's happening? You tell me, Gary, honey.
I mean, what are we waiting for?
I don't know what you're waiting for. Her 18th birthday?
What?
Or maybe just the queue. Brooke! You can't even get the door open.
You can't even get the door open.
Door closed, Gary, love.
You can't even get the door open.
Yes, but this is Mrs. Clapper's afternoon off. We've got the place entirely to ourselves.
Look at it.
You like it?
I can't believe it.
Perfect place for an assignation.
Home.
Home.
Mm. Our little secret hideaway.
The last place on earth anyone will look for us.
It's rather funny creeping in like this.
Oh, it's damn serious. If Inland Revenue find out we're in the country, even for one night, bang goes our claim to be residents abroad. Bang goes most of this year's income. I feel like an illegal immigrant.
I'll tell you what I feel like.
Champagne.
I wonder if Mrs. Clackett's aired the bed.
Darling.
Well, why not? No children, no friends dropping in. We're absolutely on our own.
True. There is something to be said for being a tax exile.
Leave them. What?
Inland Revenue may hear us.
What I did with that first lot of sardines, I shall never know.
Mrs. Clackett!
Oh, you've given me a turn. My heart jumped right out of me. Both.
So did mine.
We thought you'd gone.
I thought you was in Spain.
We are.
You haven't seen us.
We're not here.
Oh, like that, is it? The income tax are after you.
They would be if they knew we were here.
All right, then, love, you're not here. I haven't seen anybody ask for you. I don't know nothing. Off to bed, are you?
Oh.
Well.
That's right. Nowhere like bed when they all get on top of you. You watch your things.
Look. Oh, yes, thanks.
Oh, and that bed hasn't been aired, love.
I'll get a hot water bottle.
I've put all your letters in the study, dear.
Letters? What letters? You forward all the letters, don't you?
Not the ones from the income tax. I don't want to spoil your holiday.
Oh, my God. Where are they?
In the little pigeon house, dear.
In the pigeon house?
In the pigeon house in your desk, love.
Yes, but I could hear voices.
Voices? What sort of voices?
Hold it. Ready, what's the trouble?
Lloyd, you know how stupid I am about moves. Sorry, Gary. Sorry, Brooke. It's just my usual dimness, but why do I take the things into the study? Wouldn't it be more natural if I left them on stage?
No.
I just thought it might be more logical somehow.
No.
Lloyd, I know it's rather late in the day to go into all this, but...
No, Freddie, we've got several more minutes left before we open.
Well, thank you, Lloyd, as long as we're not too rushed.
I've never understood why he carries an overnight bag and a box of groceries into the study to look at his mail.
Because they have to be out of the way for my next scene.
I see that.
And Freddie, my love, Selsden needs them in the study for his next scene.
I see that, but...
Selsden? Where is he? Is he there?
Selsden!
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 Selsden! Am I on?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard my voice.
No. Go back to sleep. You're not on for another 10 pages yet.
Oh,
All right, I see all that.
Oh, no.
I just don't know why I take them.
Freddie, love, why does anyone do anything? Why does that other idiot go out of the front door holding 2 plates of sardines? I mean, I'm not getting at you, love.
Of course not, Lloyd. I mean, why do I? I mean, Jesus, when you come to think about it, why do I?
Who knows?
Who knows? You see, Freddie?
The wellsprings of human action are deep and cloudy. Maybe something happened to you when you were a very, very, very small child that made you frightened to let go of groceries.
Or it could be genetic.
Yes, or it could be, you know.
Could well be.
Of course, thank you. I understand all that.
Freddie, love, I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't think the author knows. I don't know why the author came into this industry in the first place. I don't know why any of us came into it.
All the same, if you could just give me a reason, I could keep in my mind.
All right, I'll give you a reason. You carry those groceries into the study, Freddie, honey, because it's just slightly after midnight. And we're not going to be finished before we open tomorrow night. Correction. Before we open tonight! And on we go. From after Freddie's exit, with groceries.
Lloyd, hold on. His wife left him this morning.
Oh. Freddie! I think the point is, you had a great fright when she mentions income tax, and you felt very insecure and exposed, and you wanted something familiar to hold on to.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Bless you,
and on we merrily go. Yes, but I could hear voices.
Yes, but I could hear voices.
Voices? What sort of voices?
people's voices.
But there's no one here.
Darling, I saw the door handle move. It could be someone from the office checking up.
Well, I still don't see why you've got to put your tie on to look.
Mrs. Clockett.
Mrs. Clockett?
She's been in the family for generations.
Oh, look, she's opened her sardine.
Come back.
What?
I'll fetch them. You can't go downstairs like that.
Why not?
Mrs. Crackett.
Mrs. Crackett?
She's irreplaceable.
Sardines here, sardines there. It's like a Sunday school outing.
Oh, you're still poking around, are you?
Yes, still poking. Well, still around.
In the linen closet, were you?
No. Yes, just checking the sheets and pillowcases, going through the inventory. Mrs. Blackett.
Clackett, dear, Clackett.
Mrs. Clackett, is there anyone else in the house, Mrs. Clackett?
I haven't seen no one, dear.
I thought I heard voices.
Oh, see, there's no voices here, love.
I must have imagined it.
Oh, my God.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, my God.
Why, what is it?
Oh, my God, the study door's open.
Oh, my God. God!
What?
There's another car outside. That's not Mr. Hackham's, is it? Or Mr. Dudley?
Look at the flapping doors in this house.
I'm on notice. Steps will be taken. Foreclosure. Proceedings in court.
Well, that reminds me, a gentleman come about the hour.
Oh, don't tell me. I'm not here.
He says he's got the lady quite around.
Leave everything to Squire Hackham and Dudley.
All right then, love. I'll let him go all over, shall I?
Let them do anything, just so long as you don't tell anyone we're here.
So I'll just sit down and turn on the sardines. I've forgotten the sardines. I don't know. If it wasn't fixed to my shoulders, I'll forget what day it was.
I didn't get this. I'm not here. I'm in Spain. But if I didn't get it, I didn't open it.
Darling, I never had a dress like this, did I?
No, didn't you?
I shouldn't buy anything as tarty as this. Oh, it's not something you gave me, is it?
Never should have touched it.
No, it's lovely.
Stick it down and put it back. Never store it.
Well, I'll put it in the attic with all the other things you gave me that are too precious to wear.
All right. Now the study door's open again. What's going on? Knocking. Upstairs. God, there's something in the linen closet.
Oh!
No! It's you!
Oh, of course it's me. You put me in there in the dark with all black sheets and things.
But, darling, why did you lock the door?
Why did I lock the door? Why did you lock the door?
I didn't lock the door.
Well, someone locked the door.
Anyway, we can't stand here like this.
Like what?
In your underwear.
Okay, I'll take it off.
In here.
Darling, this glue, it's not that special quick-drying sort, is it? You can never get unstuck.
Hold it!
Oh, Mrs. Clackett's made us some sardines.
Hold it! We have a problem.
Oh, too bad. Which one is it this time?
Left.
It's the left one, everybody.
Left one!
Could be anywhere.
Could have gone over the thing and fallen down, you know, and then bounced somewhere else again.
Where'd you last see it?
She didn't see it, poor thing. It was in her eye.
You're probably on. Why did I lock the door? She opens her eyes very sort of, don't you, darling? I always feel I should rush forward.
Careful, dear, careful where you put your feet.
Yes, everyone look under their feet. No one move their feet.
Everyone put your feet back exactly where they were.
Pick up your feet one at a time.
Look, love, is this going to happen during a performance? We don't want the audience to miss their last buses and trains.
She'll just keep going, won't you, sweetie?
But could you see anything without them?
Can't you hear anything without them?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Ow!
Sorry, girl, you stepped on his hand.
Oh.
Oh, look at Freddy, the poor thing.
Oh, excuse me. What's the matter with him?
He just has a little nosebleed, darling.
A nosebleed? No one touched him.
No, he has a thing about violence. It always makes his nose bleed.
Where's he gone?
Well, he has a thing about blood.
Sorry. I thought you said something to me.
Yes, just go and hit the box office manager with this and you'll have finished off live theater in Des Moines, Iowa.
Anyway, I found it.
He found it.
Where was it?
In my eye.
Her eye.
Nice going, sweetie.
Not in your left eye.
Yes, it had gone around the side.
I knew it hadn't gone far. Are you all right, Poppy, honey?
I think so.
All right, clear the stage. Walking wounded, carry the stretcher cases.
Are you all right, Freddy, darling?
Fine, it's just I have a thing about... I won't say the word.
We all understand, Freddy, my love.
Right then, on we bloodily stagger. Sorry, Freddy, I'll rephrase that. On we blindly stumble. Brooke, I withdraw that. Anyway, from your exit... where's Selsden?
Selsden!
I think she might have dropped it out here somewhere.
Good, keep looking. Only another 5 pages, Selsden. Anyway, we can't stand here like this. Like what? In your underwear? Okay, I'll take it off.
In here.
Darling, this glue, it's not that special quick-drying sort, is it? You can never get unstuck. Oh, Mrs. Clackett's made us some sardines.
No!
Now what?
A hot water bottle. I didn't put it there.
Oh, I didn't put it there.
Someone in the bathroom filling hot water bottles.
You don't think there's something creepy going on?
Darling, are you coming to bed, all right?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
I mean, first the door handle, now the hot water bottle.
Oh, I can feel goose pimples all over.
Yes, quick, get something round you.
Get the covers over our heads.
Just a moment. What did I do with the sardines? You, wait here.
You hear all sorts of funny things about these old houses.
Yes, but this one has been extensively modernized throughout. I can't see how anything creepy would survive oil-fired central heating and...
What? What is it? What's happening?
Sardines. They've gone.
Perhaps there is something funny going on. I'm going to get in a bed and put my head under them.
Put them there. Or was it there?
Bag.
I suppose Mrs. Sprocket must have taken them away again.
Bag!
What? What? What is it?
Bag!
Bag?
Bag! Bag!
What do you mean, bag, bag?
A bag, bag, bag!
What bag?
No bag.
No bag?
Your bag suddenly here, now gone.
It's in the bedroom. I put it in the bedroom.
Don't go in there!
The box!
The box?
They're both gone.
Oh, my files!
What on earth's happening? Where's Mrs. Spratchett? You wait in the bedroom.
No, no, no.
Well, get dressed then.
I am not going in there.
I'll fetch your dress out here. Your dress is gone.
Ah!
Don't panic. Don't panic. There's some perfectly rational explanation for all this. I'll fetch Mrs. Flodgett, then she'll tell us what's happening. You wait here. No, you can't stand here looking like that. You wait in the study. Study, study, study. Ah! Ah! Go!
Roger, there's something in there. Where are you?
Ah! Ah! Darling, I hope this is going to sound silly, but...
Darling, if you're not going to bed, I'm going to clear out the attic.
I can't come to bed. I'm glued to a taxi mark.
Darling, why don't you put the sardines down?
But I've stuck to the sardines.
Darling, don't play the fool. Get that bottle-marked poison in the downstairs, Blue. It eats through anything.
I've heard of people being stuck with the problem, but this is ridiculous.
Selsden! You're on, Selsden! We're there. The moment's arrived.
It's all right, Lloyd. He's coming. He's coming.
There should be an arm coming through the window even before Fred is off. Ah. Here it comes.
That bar, that burglar alarms, they ought to be prosecuted for incitement.
All right, Selsden, hold it. Let's take
that
it again.
That makes him want to sit down and wait.
Hold it, Selsden. Hold
and
it.
And I know they're all insane because the old turkey in the kitchen told me
Lloyd
so.
Lloyd wants you to hold it.
And I'm...
Stop, Selsden, darling!
Like the band playing on as the Titanic sank.
Stop.
Stop. Stop.
Thank you, Belinda. Thank you, Poppy. Selsden.
My dad was nearly on the Titanic.
I think he can hear better than I can.
Beg your pardon?
From your entrance, please, Selsden.
Of course, it was before the war, so crossing the Atlantic.
Thank you. Poppy!
Oh, not for me. Stops me sleeping.
Put the glass back, will you?
Come on again.
Right, only a little sooner, a shade earlier, like yesterday. Ready? Selsden,
yeah.
Start moving as soon as Freddy opens the door. What's the line?
I've heard of people getting stuck with a problem, but this is ridiculous.
You start moving when you hear the line. I've heard of people getting stuck with a problem.
Stuck with a problem?
Stuck with a problem, but this is ridiculous. And I want your arm through the window, right?
Say no more. May I make just one suggestion?
What's that, Selsden?
Would it perhaps be better if I came on a little earlier?
Selsden.
Only there does seem to be something of a hiatus between Freddy's exit and my entrance.
No, Selsden. Listen.
Yeah?
Don't worry, I've got it.
What?
How about coming on a little earlier?
Well, obviously thinking along the same lines.
Am I putting him on or is he putting me on? Right, Freddy, from your exit.
I've heard of people getting stuck with a problem, but this is ridiculous.
No bars, no burglar alarms. They ought to be prosecuted for incitement. Oh, but sometimes it makes me want to sit down and weep when I think I used to do banks. When I remember I used to do bullion vaults. What am I doing now? Breaking into paper bags. Oh, I know they're all in Spain, because the old turkey in the kitchen told me so. And I know she's out, because I just saw her go through the front door in her swimming costume. Where is the front door? Ah, get the van loaded. No rush. Only got all flaming afternoon. Now, what have they got to offer? One microwave oven. 50 quid, hardly worth lifting it.
Oh, come here.
Junk. 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 Well, yes, if you insist. Now, where's his desk? Don't you think all say the same thing? It's hard to adjust to retirement.
And the prospective tenant naturally wishes to know if there's any previous history of paranormal phenomena.
Oh,
yes, dear. Everything's all nice and paranormal here.
I mean, has anything ever dematerialized before? Has anything ever flown about?
Flown about? No, the things move themselves on their own 2 feet, just like they do in any house.
Yes, I'll tell the prospective tenant. She is inspecting the study.
There's a man in there.
There's no one in the house, Lyle.
Look, he's searching for something.
I can't see no one.
You can't see him? This is extraordinary.
Where's my prospective tenant? I left her there. She's gone.
My prospective tenant has disappeared.
Oh, my God. No one.
Where?
The sardines.
The sardines?
You can't see the sardines, can you?
I can see the sardines. I can see the way they're going, too.
I'm not letting these sardines out of my hand. But where's my prospective tenant?
I'm going to be opening sardines all night. In and out of here like a cuckoo on a clock.
Vicky! Vicky!
Now, as you said, you're 70 years old. It's time to hand over the ammonia bottle to a younger man.
Where's she gone? She can't have gone back into the bedroom.
Well, I may be 70, I said, but I've still got all my wits about me. Well, he didn't have an answer to that.
Vicky! Vicky!
Or if he did, I didn't hear it.
Darling, where are you? That stuff that eats through anything, it doesn't eat through glue, it just eats through trousers. If it eats through trousers, you don't think it goes on and eats through... Listen, darling, I think I'd better get these trousers off. Darling, quick! Well, this is an emergency. If it eats through absolutely anything... Oh, darling, I think I can feel it. I think it's eating through absolutely everything. There's something evil in this house. I'm in revenue.
He's back!
No.
I'm not here.
Oh, my God.
I'm abroad.
He's walking abroad.
I must go.
Stay!
I'm not staying.
Be!
Only in the presence of my lawyer.
Only the...
Hold on,
you're just an intruder. An ordinary intruder.
Well, nice to meet you. I mean,
have a sardine. No, you're not. You're some kind of sex criminal. You've done something to Vicky. I'm going to come downstairs and sort you out.
Oh, I see you've got some sardines. Well, if there's nothing I can offer you...
Police!
I think I'll be running along.
Come back! Hello, police! Someone has broken into my house. Or rather, someone has broken into someone's house. Yes, a sex criminal. And a young woman is missing.
It's in the garden now! And it's a man!
Sorry, the young woman has reappeared.
Are you all right?
No! He almost saw me.
He almost saw her! No, but he's a burglar as well. He's taken our things.
The things are here.
The things have come back. So we're just missing a plate of sardines.
Here are the sardines.
And we found the sardines.
This is the police?
Yes.
You want the police here? In my underwear?
So what am I saying? I'm saying let's say no more about it. I thought something terrible had happened to you.
It has. I know him.
You know him?
He's dealt with by our office.
He's just an ordinary sex criminal.
Yes, but he mustn't see me like this. You have to keep up certain standards if you work for Inland Revenue.
Well, put something on.
I haven't got anything.
There must be something in the bathroom. And bring the sardines.
What I said, whenever I ever needed to run off in the middle of a job to have a fiddle, except when some stupid bird goes and starts talking about it. Oh, my God, where is it?
Just stay in there and don't come out till you've got dressed.
But I can't go around in front of us, Patrick. Where is it?
I knew I shouldn't have brought the subject up.
Help! Where are you? Put it on. It's a start at any rate. I'll find a bottom. I'll find a top. I'll find something.
Someone in there. It's him! It's him! It's him!
Oh, darling, I'm finding such lovely things. Do you remember this old big kitchen you gave me on the very first anniversary of our... Who are you?
Oh, my God, it's his wife Independence.
I've taken your dress off you. Darling, where have you been? I've been going mad. Look at the state I'm in. I was just trying to explain to her about Inland Revenue being after us, and my fingers got stuck. Don't keep waving that thing in my face. I'm trying to find something. Now look in the other.
There it goes. Yes, anyway. Oh, my God.
Well, who are you?
Doing the tax.
Tax. Income tax.
That's right, Governor. Income the new tax. I've got the old tax.
Tax inspectors everywhere.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Yeah. Come on. Tin boxes flying about. There is something funny going on here. Are you dressed yet? Darling, I've got the dress stuck to my head now. A man!
Just doing the taps, Governor.
A tax, not a tax on women.
Well, I'll try anything once, Governor, but I'll do the taps on the bath first.
Sex criminals everywhere. Where is Vicky? Vicky! Vicky!
People everywhere. Well, I'm off. Tax on women? I don't know. They put a tax on anything these days.
If I can't find her, you're going to be in trouble, you see.
WC. I'll fix it.
Vicky! Vicky!
Ow!
week. I thought you were coming at four.
Oh.
And this is your charming wife. So, you want to see over the house now, do you, Sheik? Right. Well, since you're upstairs already...
10 minutes, Lucy. I'll break this over their head.
Let's start downstairs.
Who are you? Who are these creatures?
I'm sorry about this. I don't know who she is. No connection with the house, I assure you. Where is this good lady with the sardines, on the other hand?
No other hand, thank you. Not in my sardines, because this time I'm eating them.
It's fully occupied with her sardines, so perhaps toilet facilities would be of more interest.
Mrs. Clacken, who are these people?
Oh, we get them all the time, love. They're just Arab sheep.
I'm sorry about this. This is the downstairs bathroom in W.C. Suite.
Arab sheep!
And upstairs we have...
Volkov's gone now. Your Volkov's are gone.
Oh, we have them.
They're Irish sheep. Irish linen sheep off my own bed.
Oh, the stinking devil!
In the study, however...
Give me that sheep!
Oh!
Oh! And she stands in a stall for all the world to see.
You!
It's her!
It's my little girl.
There!
It's my little Dickie that ran away from home. I thought I'd never see again.
Well, would you believe it? Well, what are you doing here like this?
What are you doing here like this?
Me? Well, I'm taking our files on tax evasion to Inland Revenue and Basingstoke. So where's my oven?
Ah, a house for heavenly feet. I rent it.
You!
Is it?
I'm sorry, Lloyd. I still have my trousers down around my ankles. It's just really hard doing a quick change without a dresser.
Get Tim to help you. Tim, where's Tim? Tim, come on, Tim. Tim!
What?
Oh, yes, you're acting.
I must have dozed off down there.
Never mind, Tim.
Do something?
No, let it pass. We'll just struggle through on our own. Tim has to sleep behind the sofa while all the rest of us run around with our trousers round our ankles. Okay, Freddy, from your entrance, with trousers round ankles. So where's my other sheet? Some other problem, Freddy?
Well, since we're stopped anyway.
Why did I ask?
I mean, you know how stupid I am about plot.
I know, Freddy.
Could I ask another dumb question?
All of my studies in world drama lie at your disposal.
Well, I still don't understand why the Sheik just happens to look like Philip's double.
Because he comes in and we all think he's, you know, and we all, I mean, that's the joke.
I see that.
Darling, the rest of the plot depends on it.
I see that, but it is kind of a coincidence, isn't it?
It is kind of a coincidence, Freddy. Yes. Until you reflect that there was an earlier draft of the play.
Oh?
Now, unfortunately, lost to us.
Oh.
And in this, the author makes it clear that Philip's father, as a young man, traveled extensively in the Middle East.
I see. Oh, I see.
You see?
That's very interesting.
I thought you'd like that.
But will the audience get it?
Well, you must show them, Freddy, with looks, with gestures. That's what acting is all about, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Lloyd. Thank you.
So can we just finish the act from your entrance, Freddy? God, I'm being so clever out here. What's going to be left of this show when I'm back in New York and you're up there on your own? So where's my other sheet?
Where's my other sheet?
Ah, a house of heavenly bees. I rent it.
You! Is it?
Is me? Certainly is me. Who will it?
You walk in asking to view a house like this when you're nothing but a trouserless tramp.
You take all the clean sheets.
What?
You snatch my nightdress.
What?
You toss me aside like a broken china doll.
And what you're up to down in Basingstoke with my little girl, I won't ask. But I'll tell you one thing, Vicky.
Brooke?
Sorry.
You're lying. Come on, love. We're two lines away from the end of the act.
I don't understand.
Give her the line.
What's that, Dad? Yes, but I don't understand.
It's what's that, Dad?
Yes, I say to you, but I tell you something, Vicky, and you say to me, but what's that, Dad?
I don't understand why the Sheik looks like Philip.
Poppy! Bring the book! Is that the line, Poppy? I don't understand why the Sheik looks like Philip. Can we consult the author's text, make absolutely sure?
Well, I think it's...
What's that, Dad? Right. That's the line, Brooke, love. We know you've worked over in London in some very classy places where they let you make the play up as you go along. But we don't want that kind of thing here, love. Not when the author has provided us with such a considered and polished line of his own. Not at 1 o'clock in the morning. Not two lines away from the end of Act One. Not when we're just about to get a coffee break before we all drop dead from exhaustion. We merely want to hear the line, "What's that, Dad?" That's all. Nothing else! I'm not being unreasonable, am I? Exit. Does it say exit? Oh, my God. She's going to wash away her lenses.
Oh, dear.
A little heavy with the Tabasco, I thought.
I thought it was going to be Poppy when he finally,
yeah,
you know.
It usually is, isn't it, dear?
Suppose this is all my fault.
Well, why pick on, you know?
Yeah, why Brooke?
I thought it was quite sweet, actually.
Sweet?
A little lover's quarrel, really.
You mean Lloyd and Brooke?
Didn't you know?
Brooke and Lloyd.
Where do you think they've been all weekend?
Oh, my God, you mean that's why he didn't even realize they'd put the whole setup wrong on Sunday?
Shh, here they come.
Okay, all forgotten. I was irresistible.
I think I'm going to throw up!
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Poppy?
You pig!
You mean
her, too?
Oh, dear.
Well, that's something I didn't know.
I think I'm going to faint.
Yeah, sit down, dear.
Head between your knees, sweet darling.
That's something she didn't know.
Hush, dear.
2 weeks rehearsal. That's all we've had.
What's next?
Most exciting.
Shh.
Here he comes.
She all right, Lloyd?
Oh, she'll be all right in a minute. Something she ate, probably.
This one's feeling a bit, you know.
I'm feeling a bit, you know, myself. I think I'm going to...
Wait.
Faint?
Or throw up?
Need that coffee break.
Well, you're certainly overdoing it at the moment, dear.
So, can we just have the last line of the act?
Me? Last line? Right. but I'll tell you one thing, Vicky.
What's that, Dad?
When all around is strife and uncertainty, there's nothing like a good old-fashioned plate of sardines.
And curtain!
Oh!
all right. Let's reset for night, Act Two.
In fact, they loved it in Des Moines. At the end of Act Two, they laughed.
What's this?
Well, there's only one thing we're missing, and that's a good old-fashioned plate of sardines.
Yeah, they clapped and clapped in Des Moines. Well, the claps. Even Selden heard them. But then there was Decatur, Illinois. Then there was Cairo, Missouri, and Paducah, Kentucky. And okay, I wasn't there when they had the difficulties in Decatur. I missed out on the problems in Paducah. But I couldn't hold their hands all the time. How could I be in Decatur and Paducah when I was in New York sorting out Hamlet in Queens? I caught up with the show in Miami Beach, after all. I was right in there with them when they did that famous matinee.
Your ticket? I'm the Act One, places, please. Your calls, Miss Otley, Miss Ashton, Mr. Lejeune, Mr. Dallas, Miss Blair. Act One, places, please.
And maybe Act One Places is what we'll get. What do you think?
Oh, she'll pull herself together now that we've called Places. Now she knows she's got to be on stage in 5 minutes, won't she?
Will she?
You know what Dottie's like.
We've only been on the road for a month. We've only gotten to Miami Beach. What's it going to be like by the time we get to Cleveland?
Don't she speak?
If only she'd unlock the door. All right, look. If Dottie won't go on...
Won't go on.
If she won't...
She will.
Of course she will.
Won't she?
I'm sure she will. But if she doesn't...
She must.
She will. She will. But if she didn't...
I'd have 5 minutes to change. 4 minutes.
If only she'd say something.
I'll try again. Help take your mind off your own problem.
Oops.
Has she gone?
Lloyd, we didn't expect you until next week. I didn't know you were supposed to come to Miami Beach.
I wasn't. I haven't.
Well, anyway, thank God you're here.
I'm not.
Dottie and Gary...
I don't want anyone to know I'm in.
No, but Dottie and Gary...
Hide this somewhere.
Right. They've had some kind of fight.
There's a flower stand just across the back. I want you to buy me some very large and expensive-looking flowers.
Right. Now, Dottie's locked herself inside her dressing room.
Don't let Poppy see them.
No, she won't speak to anyone.
The matinee finishes just before 5, yes? The evening show starts at 7:30. I want 2 hours alone and undisturbed with Brooke in her dressing room between the shows, and I'm on the 7:25 back to New York.
Lloyd, that's what I'm trying to tell you. There may not be a show.
She's walked out already?
No one knows what she's doing. She's locked in her dressing room. She won't speak to anyone.
You called Places?
Yes.
I can't do it in 5 minutes. It's not physiologically possible.
Well, she's had breakups with Gary before, of course.
Brooke had a breakup with Gary?
Brooke, not Brooke. Dottie.
Oh, Donnie.
I mean, there was a famous breakup week before last when we were playing Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you told me.
She went out with this reporter guy.
Reporter, yes.
But you know, Gary threatened to kill him.
Kill him, yes. Listen, don't worry too much about Dottie. She's got money at the show.
Well, yes, well, but last night it happened again. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm woken up by this loud banging on my door. It's Gary. Do I know where Dottie is? She hasn't come home.
Tim, let me tell you about my life in the Big Apple. I have Hamlet's ghost on the phone for an hour every evening after rehearsal, complaining that Polonius is sucking sour balls through his speeches. Claudius is off every afternoon doing a soap, and Gertrude is off the entire week doing a commercial for Gallo Wine. Hamlet himself, would you believe, has come down with a psychological problem. Then last night, Brooke rings me to say that she's very unhappy here, and she's got herself a doctor's certificate for nervous exhaustion. I haven't got the time to find and rehearse a new Vicky. I have just one afternoon, while Hamlet sees his shrink, and Ophelia starts divorce proceedings to cure Brooke of her nervous exhaustion. With no medical aids, except a little whiskey, you've got the whiskey, a few flowers, you've got the money for the flowers, and a certain fading bedside manner. So I haven't come to the theatre to hear about other people's problems. I've come to be taken out of myself. I preferably not go back again.
Yes, but boy,
have you done the front of house calls?
Oh, front of house calls.
And don't let Bobby see those flowers.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats? The curtain will rise in 3 minutes.
Late going up.
No luck.
Belinda's having a shot ahead. I haven't even started the front of house calls yet. Money? Is that for me?
No.
Whiskey?
Is it?
Where'd you find that?
Well?
Not up here. Oh, my God, he's hiding it up here now. I'll put it downstairs where he can't find it. No?
You know what Dottie's like when she's like this? Freddie's trying now. Oh, my God.
He's hiding him up here now. No?
No.
You didn't try for very long, darling.
No, well... Oh, dear.
He's hiding them up here now.
No, but Gary came rushing out of his dressing room all fired up. I couldn't quite understand what he was saying, but I often feel with Gary I must have missed something somewhere. You know how stupid I am about that sort of thing. But I think he was saying he wanted to kill me.
Oh, you poor thing.
I thought I'd better leave him alone. I don't want to make things worse, but he's all right, isn't he?
Gary, anything but by the sound of it.
Well, he's going on.
Going on? Gary's going on. Of course Gary's going on. What's all this about Gary not going on?
Yes, because if you have to go on for Gary, Poppy can't go on for Dottie. Because if Poppy goes on for Dottie, you'll have to be on the prompt book.
Oh, my God.
Money.
Money?
Is that for us?
No, that's for... Oh, my God. She's such a funny woman, you know, Dottie. She's so up and down. I mean, she was perfectly all right last night.
Last night?
She took me out for a drink after the show to some little pub she knows about.
She was with you? You were with her?
She's being very sympathetic about all my troubles.
She's not going to sink her teeth into you. I won't let her.
No, she couldn't have been nicer. She came back to my room afterwards for a cup of coffee and told me all about her troubles. We sat there till 3 a.m. I don't know what the guy from room service thought.
And another thing.
Nothing else,
no,
honey.
No, where's Selston?
It turns out that it's Freddie here who's the cause of all... Selston?
He's not in his dressing room.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, the front of house call.
Oh, you do the calls. I'll go get Selston.
And what should I do?
Absolutely nothing at all.
Right.
You've done quite enough already, darling.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats? The curtain will rise in 3 minutes.
He wants to kill someone?
Selston wants to kill someone?
Gary, Selston?
We've lost him.
Oh, my God.
Flowers.
Oh, well, they're just, you know.
Tim, that's really sweet of you.
Oh, well.
Isn't that sweet of him?
Very charming.
I'll go look in the bar. Hold these.
I'll take those. Front of house calls. Hold these.
I think Poppy's already done them.
What, she gave him 2 minutes, did she? I'll give him 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats? The curtain will rise in 1 minute. Oh, dear, I think she said 3 minutes.
3 minutes? I said 3 minutes. She said 3 minutes?
I think so.
Hold these.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats? The curtain will rise in 2 minutes.
Any luck?
No, but I found this.
Oh, dear.
Oh. It was very cunningly hidden behind the fire extinguisher.
Not a good sign.
I'll take it.
Oh, and put it somewhere out of sight, Katie.
That in the bar.
Have you checked the green room?
Yes.
I'll check again.
Now what?
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats? The curtain will rise in 2 minutes.
Okay, Tim's already told him 2 minutes.
He's done 2 minutes? Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats? The curtain will rise in 1 minute.
What the fuck is going on?
Lloyd!
Holy cow.
I didn't know you were here.
I'm not. I'm in New York. But I can't sit out there and listen to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute, 2 minutes.
Lloyd, we're having big dramas back here.
We're having big dramas out there.
This is a matinee, love. There are senior citizens out there. The curtain will rise in 3 minutes. We all start for the gents. The curtain will rise in 1 minute. We all start running out again. We don't know which way we're going.
Lloyd, I've got to have a talk with you.
Just tell me one thing, love.
I try calling.
Is Brooke going on?
Is Brooke going on? Brooke! You're going on, aren't you?
Sorry.
Are you all right?
Am I all right?
Fine, okay. She sounds like her usual self.
Lloyd!
What's this?
Another what? I was lying on the floor of the green room.
You were lying on the floor of the green room?
For her relaxation.
Oh, yes.
I saw it hidden behind the radiator.
Oh, my God, he's hiding them everywhere.
I'll put it where he won't find it.
Put it in Brooke's dressing room. He'd never think... What's this?
Oh, yes, sorry.
Tim bought them for me.
Tim bought them for you?
Lloyd, there's something I've got to tell you.
I've heard everything I want to hear for today.
But what about Johnny?
No.
And Gary?
No.
What about Selden?
Listen, I think this show is beyond the help of any director. You just do it. I'll sit out there in the dark with a bag of gummy bears and enjoy it. 1 minute was the last call. If your memory goes back that far...
Oh, is she all right?
It's her way of relaxing, darling.
You are all right, aren't you, sweetie?
Yes, I couldn't concentrate back there. Everyone seemed to be shouting and running around somehow.
It's her breathing, you see?
Oh, dear. You know, you don't have to go on if you're not feeling up to it. It's only a matinee. I'm sure that Poppy would love to try her hand at your part, wouldn't you, Poppy?
I think I'll see what's happening with Dottie.
Ready, my darling dear.
What? Did I say something wrong?
It's Tim.
Selden, darling, where have you been?
Are you all right?
We've been looking for you everywhere.
Oh, yes, everywhere. In front, the manager's office, the bar, not a sign of him.
He's been looking for you back there.
That's right. Great shindig going on back there. I thought Tim ought to know about it.
Darling, I think he's heard.
Oh, everything. We really went for her. I know when you've got your eye on someone, he says. I've seen the way you're looking at Freddy.
Oh, my God.
Freddy, me?
Yes, darling.
Are you sure he said Freddy?
May have been Teddy. Teddy or Freddy, one of the two. Anyway.
I think they're coming. They're coming.
They're coming.
I knew they wouldn't.
And you're here.
Oh, yes, every word.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats? The performance is about to begin.
They're coming.
And we found Selden.
How did you get here?
How did she take it in one word? A miss, sorry. That's how.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats?
The performance is... Oh.
Poor Lloyd, he'll choke on his gummy bears. Gary, darling!
Trying to give some poor fellow a leg up. Oh, she may have set a leg over. What? Oh, there he is.
Are you all right?
What's he say?
He's not saying anything, Selden, sweetheart.
Very sensible. Let me stir it up again. I know when you've got your claws into somebody, he said. And you've got them into poor old Freddy.
Dottie, honey.
Are you all right?
Is she all right?
She's fine.
All right, everyone?
Maybe Teddy. Teddy or Freddy, one of the two.
Places, please.
Look, Gary. Look, Dottie. I'm not going to make a big speech, but we've all got to go out there and give a performance. And, well...
We can't do it in silence, you guys. We're going to have to speak to each other.
What's the house like?
That's the spirit.
Well done, Dottie.
It's quite good. Well, for a matinee.
There's quite a crowd at the front of the back of the orchestra.
Come on, girl, get the taps up. Some of the seniors out there haven't got long to go.
Okay, quiet then, please.
Preset, please. Quiet on stage. Stand by. Curtain up. Act one.
Now what?
We're just going up.
We've been sitting out there for an hour. They go quiet. They think someone's died.
Sorry, Lloyd. It's my fault. I was just saying a few words to everyone.
Freddy, have you ever thought of having a brain transplant?
Sorry. Wrong moment. I see that.
Anybody else have any thoughts they feel they must communicate?
Well, not right now.
What?
I mean, you know, later.
And you bought these flowers for Poppy?
No. Well, yes.
And you didn't buy any flowers for me?
No. Well, no.
Tim, have you ever heard of such a thing as a jealous rage?
Yes, well, yes.
Then take $10 of your own money, go to the flower stand, and buy some flowers for me. Gave Poppy the flowers. You two could have Freddy's old brain. You could have Poppy!
Oh, dear.
Don't cry, Poppy, hon.
Just get the old bus on the road.
Act one. Bass music. Summer noises. Outside. Gold.
Coming!
No,
I'm coming! I'm coming! Hold on.
I can't open sardines then. Answer the phone. I've only got one pair of them.
Hello? Yes, but there's no one here, love.
No, Mr. Brent's not here. He lives here, yes, but he don't live here now because he lives in Spain. Mr. Philippine, that's right. He's on the right to pay. That's him only now, right in Spain. Now she's in Spain, too.
Oh.
They're all in Spain. Oh. Am I in Spain? No, I'm not in Spain, dear. I look after the house for them. Only I'll go out at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, but that's where I am. No, because I've got another place to hold him.
But yes, but this is her afternoon off.
Wow.
So we've got the place entirely to ourselves.
Wow.
I'll just check. Hello? Anyone at home? No, there's no one here. So what do you think?
Oh, these doors.
Oh, just a handful, really. Study, kitchen, and the self-contained service flat for the housekeeper.
Terrific. And which one do
the
you...
The one. Oh, through here.
Fantastic.
Why, what is it?
Oh, my God. It's Daddy's daughter. There's
another car outside. That's not Mr. Hackham's, is it? Or Mr. Dudley's?
Nothing but slapping doors in this house.
A final note. Steps will be taken. Foreclosure. Proceedings in court.
Oh, yes. That reminds me. A gentleman come about the house.
Don't tell me. I'm not here.
No, I'll just sit down and turn on the sardines. I've forgotten the sardines. I don't know. If it was a fix to my shoulders, I'll forget what day it was.
I didn't get this. I'm not here. I'm in jail. But I didn't get it. I didn't open it. I never should have touched the envelope.
Darling, I never had a dress. Or rather a bunch of flowers like these, did I?
Oh, didn't you?
I shouldn't buy anything as tawdry as these.
Oh, they're
all
something you gave me, are they? I never should have touched it.
No, they're lovely.
Stick it down. Put it back. Never saw
it. Well, I'll just burn it in the attic and pack them away with all the other things you gave me that I collected.
Prosecuting for incitement.
No, but sometimes it makes me want to sit down and weep. When I think I used to do bad. When I remember I used to do bullion vaults. What am I doing now? I'm breaking into paper bags.
A line, a prompt.
Get the van loaded.
What?
Get the van loaded!
Get the van loaded.
No rush. I've only got all the same in afternoons. I want to be all three. One microwave oven.
Hey.
Are you working?
Now, where's his desk? Now, they all say the same thing. It's hard to adjust to retirement.
And the prospective tenant, naturally, would know if there's a previous history of paranormal phenomena.
Oh, yes, dear, don't like some paranormal.
I mean, has anything ever dematerialized before? Has anything ever flown about?
I'll
tell the prospective tenant. She's inspecting the study. There's a man in there.
There's no one in the house.
Look, look, he's searching for something.
I can't see no one.
But this is extraordinary. And where's my prospective tenant? I left her in there. She's gone. My prospective tenant has disappeared. Oh, my God.
No. Oh, dear.
The sardines. Vicky!
Charles, he said, you're 70 years old. It's time to hang up the sawed-off shotgun. It's time to hand over the ammonia bottle to a younger man.
Where's she gone? She hasn't gone back to the bedroom.
Maybe 70, I say. But I've still got all my wits about me.
Well, he didn't have an answer to that.
She's not in the bedroom. Where can she have got to, Vicky?
Or if it did, I didn't hear it.
Darling, this stuff in the bottle, it doesn't eat through glue. It just eats through trousers. Darling, if it eats through trousers, you don't think it goes on and eats through... Well, listen, darling, I think I'd better get these trousers off. Darling, quick, this is an emergency. Have we got any stuff that stops the stuff that stops the stuff? I mean, if it eats through absolutely anything. Oh, darling, I think I can feel it. I think it's eating through absolutely everything.
There's something evil in this house!
Isn't heaven you?
He's back!
No!
No!
I'm not here!
Oh, my God!
He's walking abroad!
I must go!
Stay!
I'm not staying!
Please!
Only in the presence of my lawyer.
Only in the... Hold on, you're just an intruder. Yes. An ordinary intruder.
Well, nice to meet you. I mean, have a sardine.
No, you're not. I'm a sex criminal. I'm going to come downstairs and sort you...
Oh, you've got some sardines, have you? Well, if there's nothing I can offer you... Are you all right?
Police...
I think I'll be running along.
Come back.
Hello, police. Someone has broken into my house. Or rather, someone has broken into someone's house.
Oh, yes, a sex criminal.
And a young woman is missing. And a young woman is missing.
And a young woman is missing.
It's in the bones now, and it's a murder!
As well. He's taken our things.
The things are here.
The things have come back, so would you...
I knew I shouldn't have brought the subject up.
Darling, help! Where are you? Just put it on. To start at any rate. I'll find a bottom, I'll find a top, I'll find something.
What?
On anything these days.
I can't find her. You're going to be in trouble, you see.
WC. I'll fix it.
Vicky! Vicky!
Oh.
thought he was coming at four. I mean, you know, it's nearly four now. Well, it's after three because I've been standing here, you know, it seems like forever.
What?
I've got to talk to you now.
Now is not
a good time. I know. It's never a good time. Oh, you're right. Freddy's quick change.
What? Christ, Freddy's quick change.
The devil, you sheep!
Oh,
there she stands, in her sheet that won't come off,
and
no one in the world can
see her. My little girl, so far as I could see before she went.
Oh.
You, I mean, actress.
It's her, isn't it? Dad!
Surely that was our little Vicky that ran away from home that I thought I'd never see again, and nearly didn't. Oh, here she is again.
So where's my...
Boss on heavenly meat. I rent it.
You!
I tried calling you. I know you're in love with him. Dave, you're not there at night either. You're not there in the morning. I don't know where you are. No. I'm not going to be put up. I'm going to tell you because there's something that crashes on you. You'll be seeing her. I know that's a thing difficult, isn't it? I saw you with that cat since I'm not behind. Then you'll be on the next train back to New York. I'm afraid I'm starting to look at you. I just think something else in Hamlet, isn't it? But you just can't walk away from it this time. Well, I'm sorry, but you've got me here because I'm pregnant.
And curtain.
You thought Miami Beach was as bad as things could get. You're very much mistaken, my friend. Things got a lot worse backstage. By the time we got to Spartanburg. Then after Spartanburg, there was Lynchburg. And after Lynchburg, there was Parkersburg and Petersburg. Then after Parkersburg and Petersburg, there was Peter Piper Picked a Pickle Tingle Peppersburg. But nothing could have prepared us for the final horror. Cleveland.
She's in Spain, too. They're all in Spain. Am I in Spain? No, I'm not in Spain, dear. I'm in agony. That's where I am. Here we are. We haven't been on the road for 3 months, and already she's trying to kill me. I'm back there, standing with a plate of sardines, and the next thing I know, she's kicking me in the... Oh, where the hell are they? And if it's to do with written the house, then we're going to have to call the house. I'm the only one who's got their hands free to see what they're doing. Pine, next to the study in the phone. Squire, Ackerman, hold on. I'm going to do something wrong here.
Oh, yes. Always the same, isn't it? As soon as you got too much on your plate, there you go, putting your foot in it. Oh, speak of the devil. Lord, I've got to put your foot in it now, won't they? Well, take care of that. I'll just put that there. Look, see? That'll keep him out of arm's way. When I'm older now, I don't know. And if I go at last. Well.
My housekeeper, yes, but this is her afternoon off.
Wow.
So, we've got the place entirely to ourselves.
Wow.
I'll just check. Hello? Anyone at home? No, there's no one here. So, what do you think?
Great! Well, this is all yours?
Just a little shack in the woods, really. Converted posset mill, 16th century. Well, one has to have somewhere to entertain one's business associates. Someone on the phone now, by the look of it. It's probably this Arab saying he's coming at 4. I'll just have a word with him.
All right, and I've got to get those files to our baby soap office by 4.
Yes, we'll only just manage to pick it in. To fit it up, I mean.
Right then.
We won't bother to pour the champagne.
Oh, these doors.
Only a handful, really. Study, kitchen, and a self-contained service plan for the receiver.
Terrific. And which one's the...
What?
Oh, you know.
Yes, through here. It's through here.
Fantastic. Oh!
I've just come for me sardines.
I'm sorry, I thought there was no one here.
I'm not here. I don't know where I am.
I'm from the agents.
Lost the phone now.
Squire, Hackham and Dudley.
Never lost the phone before.
I'm Trebleman.
I know, I'll just put it up here in case anybody wants it. Look.
Oh, right, thanks. No, I just dropped in to go into a few things. Well, to check some of the measurements. Do one or two odd jobs.
Now the plate's gone.
Oh, and a client. I'm showing a prospective tenant over the house.
What's wrong with this door?
She's thinking of renting it. Her interest is definitely aroused.
That's not the bedroom.
The bedroom? No, that's the downstairs bathroom and WC suite. And this is the housekeeper, Mrs. Crockett.
Sardines! Here, sardines!
Oh, hi.
She's not really here.
Stand on
him! It's the Royal, you know, the horse race.
Oh, you shouldn't have stood on him.
Don't worry about us.
I need those sardines.
We'll just inspect the house.
I'll have to give the floor a wash now.
I'm sorry about this.
Oh, that's all right. We don't want the television, do we?
The television, right. No, well, you see, she didn't explain about the wanting to watch the Royal, because obviously there's been this thing with I'm just, you know, in case somebody's looking at all this and thinking, my God.
Great. Come on, then. I've got to be in Basingstoke by 4.
Sorry, hon, I just thought we ought to get that straight.
Well, take it up with us.
Where are we?
Oh, and don't let my father outside.
No, we've gotten out of...
What?
Her? Okay, her, yes, right. She's been in the family for generations.
Sardines, well, I'll just give the floor a wash with this and it'll be out of your way. Look what I've got hold of now.
Oh, great.
Like a battlefield back there.
Terrific.
I'll just put this up here. Then if he wants it, you won't know where to find it. Well, you'll have to do the sardines because I've got to go to the kitchen and do some more sardines.
You see, she thinks it's great. She's even making us sardines.
Okay, so what do you think?
I think she's terrific.
No, I mean, do you want to do the,
So which way?
I don't know. Just kind of wrap them up in the, you know.
Up here?
I mean, I'll do the,
In here?
Okay, you take the, and I'll do...
It's another bathroom.
Box, bag.
Always trying to get me in the bathroom.
Bag, box.
Oh, black sheet.
Box, bag, bag.
Oh, you're in a real state.
If we haven't got the, you know, upstairs, I mean...
You can't even get the door open.
This is like a tossing and off. We've got the place entirely to ourselves.
Look at it.
You like it?
I can't believe it.
The perfect place for an assignation.
Home. But how odd to find a telephone in the garden.
Oh, I'll put it back.
I thought I'd better bring it in.
It's very sensible.
Someone's bound to want it.
Oh, dear.
Why don't you put it on the table?
But the wire seems to be caught.
Oh, look, it's caught round the downstairs bathroom.
So it is.
I think I'm disentangled in.
I climbed through the bathroom window and...
Anyway, our little secret hideaway.
Yes, the last place on earth anyone will...
Look for us, yes. But it's rather funny creeping in like this.
What?
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it's damn serious.
Sorry, yes, it's damn serious.
You're thinking about Inland Revenue.
Yes, absolutely, Inland Revenue. Well, to cut a long story short, I think that I'll wash up and go to bed.
Yes, but Inland Revenue, we must have our little talk first about Inland Revenue. Because you're thinking something like, if Inland Revenue finds out we're in the country even for one night, bang those I claim to be resident abroad, bang those most of the kids, leave those! Downstairs! Not upstairs.
heaven you may hear us. What?
One moment they're kicking you to death, and the next moment they expect you to come waltzing out with more sardines.
Mrs. Newspaper!
Oh! Oh! You give me a turn, my heart jumped right out of itself.
Well, so did mine.
We've got you gone.
I thought you was in sardines.
We are.
You haven't seen us.
We're not here.
Look, and they brought me a lovely present out.
Yes, but the main thing is the income tax people are after us.
I can guess which one of them spotted this.
So, we're off to bed.
She just leaves them quietly on the sofa.
Has the bed been aired?
Well, I got a little surprise for you, honey.
No, I'll get a hot water bottle
and I'll give you some.
Sorry.
No.
Let me in. Oh, dear. So that's you on your own, has she?
Well,
what are you supposed to do? Talk to yourself?
Oh, dear.
Has she told you about your letters?
What's she telling you now?
All your tax letters in the study.
I'm supposed to tell him that?
Go in the
pigeon. In the pigeon house?
In the pigeon hole. Oh. You come with me. Anybody would think she was married to you.
Yes, but I can hear voices.
You hear? What sort of voices?
Box voices. I mean, people's boxes.
But there's no one here.
Darling, I saw the door handle move and these bags. I'm not sure that they were, you know, when we went into the, you know what I mean?
Oh, I still don't see why you have to put your tie on to look.
Because if someone left these things outside, I mean, come on, they obviously wish them to be downstairs inside the, you know.
Mrs. Clockett?
It could be coming up here on her way to carry various things. I mean, who knows?
Oh,
come on. I've asked them. You can't go downstairs like that.
Why not?
Mrs. Crackett.
Mrs. Crackett?
She's irreplaceable.
Well, at least I thanked her properly for the sardines. Are you still poking around, are you?
Yes, still poking. Well, still pulling.
Lucky I can't see far with this leg.
Well, just trying all the doors, or checking all the door handles. Mrs. Blackett?
Clackett, dear, Clackett.
Mrs. Clackett, is there anyone else in the house, Mrs. Clackett?
I haven't seen no one, dear.
I thought I heard voxes. I mean, I found these voices.
Voices? There's no voices here, love.
I must have imagined it.
Oh, my God!
I beg your pardon.
Oh, my God!
Why, what is it?
Oh, my God, the study door's open!
Well, they'll need these things inside the, so I'll just put them outside the, and then they can, you know what I mean.
Nothing but slapping doors
in it. Handle. Final notice. Steps will be taken for closure. Proceedings in court.
Oh, my God, who are you?
I'm Philip.
You're Philip? What happened to you?
Well, there were these sardines on the floor.
And he stepped in it?
And I slipped.
She's killed him! She's killed you!
No, he's just a bit shaken. I'll be all right in a minute. You weren't going to tell me a gentleman had come about the house, were you?
What?
You weren't going to tell me a gentleman had come about the house.
A gentleman come about the house?
Don't tell me. I'm not here.
You haven't hurt himself, have you?
Just leave everything to Squire Hackam and Poppy.
All right, then, love. I'll just sit down and I'll turn on the sardines. I've forgotten the sardines. No, I haven't. I haven't forgotten the sardines. I remembered the sardines. Well, what a surprise. I guess I'll just go into the kitchen and fix some more sardines to celebrate.
I didn't get this. I'm not here. I'm in Spain. But if I didn't get it, I didn't open it.
Darling, I never had a handle like this, did I?
Didn't you?
Oh, I shouldn't buy anything as brassy as this. Oh, it's not something you gave me, is it?
I should never have touched it.
Oh, no, it's lovely.
Stick it down, put it back, never saw it.
Well, I'll just put it in the attic in case anyone else wants to have a try.
All right, now the study door's all closed again. What's going on? Knocking. Upstairs. Oh, my God, there's something in the linen closet. Oh, my God. Yeah, listen, I can't. I can't because the handle seems to have, you'll just have to
Come on. Come on. I mean, whatever it is in there. Can you hear me, darling? Look, there's no need to keep banging. There's nothing I can hear. Won't you know? There's no place to... Listen. Climb round into the... squeeze through the, you know, shin down the... There must be some way. For God's sake.
Final notice. Steps will be taken. Foreclosure. Proceedings in court.
Oh, it's you.
Of course it's me. You put me in here in the dark with all black sheets and things.
I put you in there, but you managed to squeeze through the, you know.
Why did I lock the door? Why did you lock the door?
I couldn't. I mean, look, it's come off.
Well, someone locked the door.
Sorry.
Anyway, you can't stand here like that.
Like what?
I mean, you know, with people going in and out.
Okay, I'll take it home.
No, in here.
Final notice. Steps will be taken. Enclosure. Proceedings in court.
Now what?
A hot water box? I didn't put it there.
I didn't put it there.
Sorry.
Is someone in the bathroom filling first aid bottle?
You don't think there's something creepy going on? Darling, are you coming to bed or aren't you?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
I mean, there's the door handle. Now the first water box.
Oh, I can feel goose pimples all over.
Yes, quick, get something round.
Get the covers over our heads.
Just a moment. What did I do with those sardines? You, wait here.
You hear all sorts of funny things about these old houses.
Yes, but this one has been extensively modernized throughout. I can't see how anything creepy would survive oral fire central heating and...
What? What is it? What's happening?
The sardines. They've gone. No. They haven't. They're here. Oh, well, my God. I mean, my God. You put a plate of sardines down for 2 minutes, and the last thing you expect to find, I mean, these days, the one thing you do not expect to find when you come back is a plate of, I mean, that's really weird.
Perhaps there is something funny going on. I'm going to get in the bed and put my head under the...
Because there they are. I mean, exactly where I... I suppose Mrs. Sprocket must have... I mean, Jesus, what is going on?
Bag!
Bag?
Bag, bag!
What do you mean, bag, bag? Sardines!
Bag, bag, bag!
Sardines!
Bag, bag, bag!
Sardines!
Bag, bag, bag!
Bag, what bag?
Oh! No bag!
No bag?
Your bag suddenly here, now gone.
It's in the bedroom. It was in the bedroom. I put it in the bedroom. I'll put it in the bedroom.
Don't go in there. Oh!
The box.
The box?
They both not gone.
Oh,
what on earth's happening? Where's Mrs. Sprocket? You wait in the
bedroom.
Oh, no.
Well, get dressed then.
I am not going in there.
I'll fetch your dress out here. Your dress has gone.
Oh!
Don't panic. There's a perfectly rational explanation.
Phyllis.
Oh!
Darling, I know that this is going to sound silly, but...
Darling, if we're not going to bed, I'm going to clear out the air.
Are you all right?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Can you speak, dear?
She's killed this one now.
He's done that, so I'll keep going.
Oh, dear.
She's putting sardines on the stairs for him.
Are you all right, Gary?
Don't panic!
He's all right!
Oh, well done.
She'll get you next time.
Just keep going.
There's a perfectly rational explanation for all this. Where are we? I'll fetch Mrs. Blotchett and she'll tell us what's happening.
You fetched her, I'm here.
I fetch Mrs. Blotchett and she'll tell us what's happening.
No, she won't. She doesn't know if it's Christmas or Cleveland.
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you what's happening.
There's a man in there, yes?
No, he's not in there. My precious, he's in here looking, so am I.
No. There's no one in here.
No, look. I know this is quite a surprise for everyone. I mean, it's quite a shock for us finding a man lying at the bottom of the stairs. Isn't it, darling?
Dear.
But now we've all met. Well, we'll just have to introduce ourselves, won't we, darling?
Oh, dear.
This is my husband.
Oh, yes, I am.
I'm afraid he hates surprises. So, darling, why don't you go get that bottle marked poison in the downstairs loo? It eats through anything.
Oh, eats through anything. Yes, right. Thank you. Yes, I've heard it. People get stuck with the problem, but this is ridiculous.
No cars, no burglar alarms. They ought to be prosecuted for incitement.
Come in and join the party, honey.
Burglar! This is most exciting!
This is all my fault, you see, because when I say that, I've heard of people getting stuck in the problem, and I open this door.
No bars,
No burglar alarms. They want to be prosecuted for incitement.
Oh, dear, I've done it again.
No, but sometimes it makes me want to sit down and weep.
I know, dear. It's getting like a funeral out here.
Well, I think I used to do banks.
Oh. Just keep going.
When I remember, I used to do bullion vaults.
Dear.
What am I doing now? I'm writing into paper bags.
Keep going.
Stop.
No.
No, but you see, I thought the coast was clear. I saw him go through to the bathroom.
It's all right. Well, think of something.
No, I was listening most carefully. What's it he says?
I've heard of people getting stuck when the brown door, but this is ridiculous.
Can you open the door?
No, Morris. No, burglar alarms. They ought to be prosecuted for incitement.
Oh, no.
They always come in threes, don't they?
What do I think?
I used to do banks. When I remember, I used to do bullion vaults.
Hold on! We know this man. He's not a burglar. He's our social worker.
He's what?
He's that nice man who comes and tells us what to do.
Oh!
I've been working on Hamlet for the last 6 weeks.
You think he needs working on more than we do?
He's playing the burglar now, is he?
No.
Okay, I'll think of something. Fetch the sardines.
Fetch the sardines.
He fetched the sardines.
Oh, dear.
Get the taxi man.
He got the taxi man.
All right, I suggest...
What's he saying? He's saying, ring the police!
Ring the police!
It's for you.
No phone! Get the phone! Here's the phone!
We found the phone!
Pick it up! It's the police! I'll just tell them a young woman is missing.
Yes, a young woman is missing.
It's in the garden now. And it's a man. Oh, it's her.
We forgot all about her.
No, he almost saw me. All right. So what do you think of that, my sweet?
I've got to get the 8:40 to New York.
Ah, how so heavily he prevented.
Oh, it's the other one.
And in her wedding dress.
Yes, it's their wedding day.
Oh!
What a happy ending to the first act of their new life together.
And they just want to be alone in their new home.
If only someone would pull the shades.
Come in.
It's the mother of DeBroy.
Go what?
Pull the shades!
Last line. But I'll tell you one thing, Vicky.
Oh! What is that?
When all around is strife and uncertainty, there's nothing like a good old-fashioned plate of curtain.
What's this? Only one thing we're missing now, and that's a good old-fashioned plate of sardines.
Bravo!
Yes, I did it.
We did it!
All my wonderful cast, I knew we'd make it. Never doubted it for a moment.
Let me tell you something. You are a wonderful stage door.
Look at these two. Don't they make a wonderful couple together? Tim's wonderful. She's wonderful. Whoever she is. Poppy's wonderful. The baby's going to be wonderful. We're all wonderful. I'm wonderful. That's all it takes to have a success. Wonderful actors, wonderful teamwork, dedication, 6 months on the road, professionalism. plus something else. I think some kind of miracle. Don't forget the miracle. Oh, yes. And by the way, another funny thing happened out there on the road. I didn't tell you about this one. So what? You don't believe this? Let me tell you something. Neither do I. Never seen anything like it in my life. But then, what did Shakespeare say?
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere can you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know is cold, you may be stranded out in the snow. Still you wouldn't trade it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. No business like show business, like no business I know. Traveling through the country would be thrilling. Standing out in front on opening night, smiling as you watch the theater filling, and there's your filling up there in light. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. Tonight you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show. Yesterday they told you you would.